It's now time for the Ned and Josh podcast.
Look, this is not my idea of a good time.
All right, strap in. Here we go.
Welcome to the Ned and Josh podcast. We are here for a big midweek edition of the show. Thank you for joining us. Now, Ned, I just want to get straight into it because I just saw the most wonderful thing at the shops.
Mm.
There was a guy who would have been in his mid-30s and he was coming down the escalator as I was going up the escalator. So we like did the sliding doors thing. Like
passing.
I saw him and he had the biggest content dopey smile on his face and underneath his arm was a Deadpool blanket that he just
bought.
He clearly just bought from Zing. And,
great.
And the look on his face was, hell yeah.
I'm going to have the best nap.
This blanket's the best.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, I'm like, you know what? He looks like a 10-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
But that kind of contentment is very hard to find as an adult. So
yeah.
I was very happy for him. I've been in a good mood since I saw that because I'm like, he's having a great day.
As I said to you, like, I have such commitment issues that I hate buying anything. Like,
yes,
even things I want, I don't buy. So I would love to see like a highlight reel compilation on YouTube of like humans, adults actually, because who cares about kids? Adults. Adults enjoying their purchases.
Yeah.
Like, just,
kids enjoy every purchase.
Like, that would be almost like ASMR to me. It'd be so calming watching an adult not immediately buy something and go like,
I tell you what I'd like to watch a compilation of.
Yeah.
I'd like to watch a compilation of middle-aged men on ride on lawnmowers.
Yeah.
That just, they've been putting off getting one forever.
Yep.
They don't know whether they wanted it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, because my dad, when he first got his ride on lawnmower, I don't know if I've seen him happier.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I've seen him happier. So yeah. I think that I'd love to watch a video of that. Just dads doing their first mow on their new ride on lawnmowers.
It is like, it's just such a... My dad... Did your dad buy his?
Yeah.
My dad inherited his. Like, there was just some guy who was like, I don't want this anymore. You can have it. My dad started like mowing the lawn 3 times a week. And I'm like, leave it alone.
Just feeding the lawn growth hormones to try and get the grass to grow quicker.
He'd be going out there planting AstroTurf so he could go and cut it down. I'm like, this is not how the lawn's meant to grow.
You do understand what AstroTurf is, don't you?
No.
Because you just said plant AstroTurf.
Is it like, what's the fake, is it bull grass?
It's AstroTurf's plastic, mate. It's not real grass.
Yeah, that's what the joke was, that he's like putting down fake
plants. Yeah, but you said planting.
Well, I don't know how you get
roll
it in the ground.
You roll it down, don't you?
Well, how do you plant? Doesn't it have to stick to something? Other does what? Like a big breeze would just blow your whole garden away.
Now, maybe it is actually like a hair transplant.
Yeah,
like it's like getting,
that's what I mean.
Yeah,
it's and they call that seeding as well. Like when you get the little plugs put in, not that I
hair
know
plugs,
or researched it at all or looked into it. You know what I heard the other day? I work with a bunch of girls now, which is fantastic.
Yeah. At the bar.
At the bar. Mm-hmm. They were all talking about it. They're like, it's so funny how much guys care about their hairlines because they're like, I don't think I've ever met a girl who's like, did you see his hairline?
Really?
She's like, because I was like, yeah, mine's going back.
Yeah.
And they were all like, what? Who cares?
Isn't that fascinating?
And then I was like, that's so funny because I do care, and every dude I know cares so much about their hairline.
Go the other
but
way.
I actually don't think I've ever heard a female ever be like, do you see their hairline?
I might be in trouble on this one because I don't know if I'm supposed to, but I won't name names, but one of Carrie's friends loves bald guys. Like, it's like she's right into bald guys.
No, and that's what they were all saying. Yeah. They're like, shaved head looks great most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So like, we're putting this on ourselves.
You know what I'd now love to see a video compilation of?
Yeah.
Bald guys listening to this going,
I was going to say, don't take my word for it, guys.
Yeah, you work with 3 girls. It's not a census. Did a weird Instagram quiz this morning because it came up as an ad for an app. And I was like, no, well, that's definitely something I need in my life. And
what kind of quiz?
The ad is for a dog training program that apparently you download it and 28 days later, your dog is better than they are now.
Yeah, he's Inspector Rex.
I had a spare 5 minutes. I laid there in bed and did the quiz based on Cosmo, the golden retriever
in my life. Because in your eyes, she's the one that still... You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
So Star, our older golden retriever, is a full tilt idiot.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you know
what?
She's a lost cause.
Yeah.
She was a COVID puppy. She barks at the hot air balloons. She's just a ball of love. And it's fine. I don't need her to be anything more than that.
She has a great personality.
Cosmo.
So why burden her with brain
power?
Don't
burden her with thought.
Exactly.
Cosmo, she has got absolutely the potential to be like an elite trained dog. Like, she's so smart.
Yeah.
Like, yesterday, I dropped some food on the way outside to feed them, and then I dropped the food in their bowls. Star's just hoed into the food. Cosmo has taken a nibble out of the bowl, remembered I dropped some food inside, run back inside, scoop the food up off the ground, and then run back to the bowl.
Yeah, so these are golden retrievers.
Yeah.
I'd like to go back to what you said 5 seconds ago. No, they couldn't. They could be elite trained dogs.
No, they could be.
They could be.
Cosmo's a genius.
Cosmo could be slightly smarter than she currently is.
I mean, I did literally just describe her retrieving.
And, say, and food.
It's her name.
The two things that make those dogs work.
But anyway, the point here is I did this quiz and got to the end of it and was insulted.
Why? They were like, no,
they asked
lost cause.
No, they asked questions about, like, how does your dog respond to you? How many tricks or commands does your dog understand at the moment? Like, what do they, how do they behave when you come home? Like, all this sort of stuff. And then at the end of it, they described the dog owner bond that I have with Cosmo as weak.
Ooh.
Weak dog owner bond.
Yeah, that really would have pissed me off.
Capital W as well.
Yeah. I'd be like, where do you get off?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You don't know anything about me.
You know, this quiz is so generic. How could you possibly have worked that out? You don't know what bond we have.
Dog owner rating quiz. Nah, that's all I wanted to do.
This is the thing, because all Carrie wanted to do was do it as well, yeah. And I couldn't find it again. I got out of the Instagram ad, and it was gone.
Do you want to do the City of Charles Sturt, their responsible dog ownership quiz? Maybe we can get you at least a better answer. Do you want to? Can we do it now?
Well, we could try it. I mean, how long is the quiz?
I think it's only a couple of questions.
Okay, let's go. Let's
to get
see.
The maximum discount on dog registration fees in the City of Charles Sturt, you would ensure your dog is A, able to perform basic tricks, B, really cute, C, de-sexed, microchipped, and trained, and D, well-behaved when they're off-lead.
De-sexed, microchipped, and trained.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, not really cute, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What the hell? This is just giving me a discount straight away. You know what? I immediately regret all of this.
I cannot explain to you how much my only dream and hope for this podcast moving forward is for you to stop Googling stuff in real time.
No,
and
I
just
know.
Them.
I really thought
we've
that was going to go well.
We've been through this. We've been clearer. And honestly, that pisses me off more than being called a weak dog owner. Stop Googling things.
I'm sorry.
You listen to me.
You and I have a great relationship.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, wow. Look, this certainly won't be the first time I've spoken into a microphone about this. We've rallied about this on several different occasions in several different arenas and formats. I got an email from Spotify just telling me that the subscription price for my premium plan would be going up $12.99 to $13.99 a month.
That's so crazy because, like, how many just let me just do a little bit of research.
They got a lot of
Spotify users.
How much of an increase is that for the company for doing, by the way, nothing?
So they have 615 million users.
Wow.
That's nearly $1 billion just by going, hey, it's a dollar more expensive.
Dollar more a month. Yeah.
Imagine being the CEO. Hey, I decided to make it a dollar more expensive.
When you phrase it like that,
$500 million.
When you phrase it like that, the self-control to only make it a dollar is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, because if he'd made it $2, that would have been $1.2 billion.
Let's be very clear.
Yeah.
Okay. The reason I've brought this to the table today, and this is not fair because I kind of am picking on Spotify, but they like lots of companies do this. They just go for the here's an extra increase to the price, and that's it. But this email to me is egregiously underwhelming. Now,
what do you mean?
They haven't explained. They've explained here in the email that the price is going up. Then the next paragraph talks about the reason they're doing it is the usual tech company mumbo jumbo of like, so we can continue to bring you the highest quality of like, basically, you're getting the same thing.
Yeah, we just want more money.
But then the third paragraph, the absolute cheek of them, they're just explaining what I'm already paying for.
They're again, like, look at all this good stuff.
As a premium subscriber, you can do more with your Spotify music listening, discover familiar favorites and new finds with your own personal DJ and host real-time listening sessions with friends and family by starting a jam on your phone and desktop. Guess what?
I could already do that for $12.99 a month.
Thanks for showing me
nothing,
what I already
there's
have.
There's nothing new for $13.99 a month.
I think that's the bare minimum they could do, is like at least add one feature. Even
one
if it
new
sucks.
Thing.
Yep. It's like, hey, you can change the spot. You can change Spotify to be pink or yellow if you want. It doesn't have to be green anymore.
You can tell us whether you want to turn those weird videos off and just have the album art like you used
like
to be.
That?
Oh, no, I see sometimes the videos.
Sometimes,
look
yeah.
Good.
Okay, yeah, good. Yeah. I'm glad that you at least can see some reason where you're like, some of them are cool.
If you don't wish to continue paying for premium at the new price point, you can always cancel by visiting
yeah,
your account
I can.
Page. And then here's the asterisk, all right? This is what pisses me off, because there was an asterisk. And I was like, I wonder what the asterisk is all about.
Yeah.
If you're currently on trial, you won't be charged until your trial ends. Once your trial ends, you'll be given 1 month on the current price of $12.99 prior to your...
Yeah.
Piss off!
Why am I being treated worse because I've been with you for longer?
These people who are only now just discovering what Spotify is, they don't deserve special treatment.
No, absolutely not.
I've been paying for this for 5 years. Yeah. You give me the extra free month of the price I'm used to.
Exactly right. My mum still gets like... over the ads. I'm like, just pay for it. Yeah. But no, because apparently you get rewarded way better.
I think this is what I used to love about pay TV back in the day. You used to call up and threaten to cancel. And
they would lose it.
By the end of that phone call, you'd have it for like $3 a month. I wish there was a Spotify version of that where I go, you know what? I'm going to cancel. Because as you just said, 600 million users, they're like, bye.
Yeah, see you later. We don't care. Exactly. I would like them to go like, you know what? Here's 50 shares in the company as well. Just don't leave us, please.
Please.
No, yeah, not going to. Like, yeah. As long as we still have every artist ever, we'll be okay.
It's not too big to fail. It's too big to grovel. That's what they are. They don't care. They don't. Bye.
Your birthday's ages away. Like 10 months away. It's like a fair old...
Yeah, that's true. Kind of just had it. So, yeah, a couple of months ago. Yeah, it's a while away.
What month? It's not in...
We're May. It's in March. That's probably where you're getting a little confused because of the fact that it's MM again.
I thought it was April. I thought it was in April.
No, it's in March.
Yeah, I know it's May now, but I thought it was in April. Yeah, I thought your birthday was in April.
No.
Anyway, I've thought of a really, really good... Huh?
You heard me.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I've thought of a fantastic birthday present. I think this is the reason I'm so like, whatever, who cares about your birthday? Because it's so far away that I'm like...
You didn't get me a birthday present this year.
Yeah, I did.
What'd you get me? Oh, he shaved his mustache.
Which is
once
still
again,
gone,
allow me
by
to
the
reiterate,
way.
You didn't get me a birthday present this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, I did.
Who's commented positively about the mustache still being gone?
Almost no one.
Because it's still gone.
You
look fantastic.
As requested, you said to me, I want it gone for a few months. Here it is.
Okay, cool.
A few months later, it's gone. It's still gone. It's still gone. Mm-hmm. So that is your birthday present. The longer it sticks around, the better a birthday present it is.
I didn't ask for it, by the way.
It's like a babushka doll of birthday present. The further down you get, the better it is. I've thought of your next one, okay? Here's what I want to do. And it's more of an idea. I'm not getting you anything. You're still buying your own birthday present.
Okay.
I'm giving you... a phrase to say. I think this is the best birthday idea I've ever thought of.
Yesterday's outfoxing nonsense was ridiculous. So
you
haven't brought great phrases to the table
recently. No. And this is not a really phrase. It's more of an idea. Okay. I think, and maybe this will be very important. If you don't go with me on the first part, then the rest of it falls apart. But I think that there are always things in the back of your mind, at least for me, that I would never wear, but I know would look rad. But I could just never pull them off. Like, if I walked out in public and someone was like,
you'd be run back inside and change.
I'd be like, I've got no justification. I'm going. Here is my birthday present for you for next year.
Oh, are you going to tell me something you think I'd look good in?
No. Oh. What I'm going to do, because who cares? That's a compliment. Jesus, I'm not that bad of a friend that I'm giving you compliments for your birthday. They come hither and thither. No, here's the present, because it's an idea. You and I go on a bit of a shop.
Okay. Do I pay for the things?
Yes, you pay for the things. I'm not getting anything. It's for you. We're just going out and we're doing like a bit of fashion shopping. You pick out something that you would never wear, but you put it on and I'm like, that looks sick. You look like a dick, but it looks rad. The present is that when people call you out on it, you go, oh, yeah, Ned got me this for my birthday. I don't know. Like, it's just sort of takes away all of the douchebaggery of you going out and buying a... alligator skin jacket
yeah, so if
because
I get
it was a present to you.
If I get a legitimate compliment, bonus. Yeah, but if perfect. I get made fun of...
If someone's like, what are you wearing?
Which then allows me to look like a nice guy because I'm wearing something silly in their eyes
yeah.
because it was a present.
Take it a step further. Ned bought me this. I'd not seen it. He said I'd look good in it. I don't know. What do you think? Turn it around and force them to give you a compliment.
Yeah.
Essentially, the gift is you get to put it on me that I bought this wacky thing for you.
It's interesting that you've come to the table with this as a gift.
Why?
Because... I don't know if I want to reveal this.
Nah, do it.
I have been using you as a scapegoat for so many things for yeah. so very long.
Cool. Like, so I've been offering the service yeah. without yeah. knowing.
Without
it.
Knowing. Yeah. Sorry cool, I was cool. late, but Ned did this. Yeah. Sorry okay, I was... Cool, yeah, yeah. Cool, like, all cool. of these things. Cool. Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm.
That actually explains a lot of hostility towards me a lot of the time, actually. I think I'm the perfect Tasmanian. Not me specifically.
You don't live there, so that's probably a pretty big mark against
no, I
that
understand.
Comment straight away.
Not currently.
You bailed.
Yeah, I know. All right, okay. So up until I was 10, I was the perfect Tasmanian. I really think so, because it's like I have the best of every world. I guess it's very, like, obviously I'm going to say this, but like I do think Tasmania's the best state. I love it so much. I love my little island home. You get a bit of everything there. But I think I'm the perfect Tasmanian because like I'm sort of immune to the Tasmanian jokes. What? What?
You get a bit of everything there. Yeah.
So this is what I was getting to. I'm immune from these jokes. Dear. Apparently not.
No, no, I didn't mean it in any kind of dirty way. I just meant like, oh yeah, so like you host the Olympics in Tassie fairly regularly, do you?
I mean just like beaches and a mountain and a forest.
All the international artists yeah. are begging to go to Hobart for their big stadium
tour. No, I just mean like a highway at some point. There's shops there. Like you get a bit of it all.
Sure, sure, sure.
But the reason I think I'm a perfect Tasmanian is because like my mum and all of that side of my family's from Sydney.
Yeah, sure.
So like...
In fact, our mums, very bizarre, are nearly the same age and grew up like 10 minutes away from each other.
Grew up in the same like neighborhood-ish, which is pretty crazy. But the fact that like... So my dad's side of the family, he is like multi-generational Tasmanian.
Okay,
so like when someone levels the double-headed jokes at him, he can say nothing but... Maybe. I don't know.
But like, not you because your mum's from Sydney.
My mum is from a different state. So it's like,
I get what you're saying. Yeah,
that puts me from the best state without being made fun of.
With the typical joke. Yeah,
exactly
right.
Yeah. So I'm already got a chip on my shoulder, okay? There is very...
Which shoulder?
No.
That doesn't even make sense. And, even if you had two heads, you'd only have two shoulders.
It so still worked. Yeah. It did upset me a little bit, but no. There is very quickly becoming another class system in Tasmania that if you know a Tasmanian out there, feel free to use it against them.
Wow.
It's very quickly becoming a judgment, very judgment-heavy zone. Not judgment-free zone, judgment-heavy.
Oh, no.
The one
My least favorite kind of judgment.
The opposite of what you would want. I get into conversations with Tasmanians. Obviously, we run through the very obvious questions. How's Lionel? How's Aunt Marie?
Mm-hmm. Like,
that's me making jokes about how everyone's related.
Everyone's related, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Eventually, it gets to this now, though, with all the news and everything. And because I got mine in the mail yesterday... Soup's on.
Oh, I know what you're about to talk about.
What team do you go for?
Yeah.
In the AFL. What AFL team do you go for?
Yeah.
Oh, I go for the Hawks. Guess you don't care about Tasmania then, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I guess having the FIFO partners of the AFL is fine, but
they're not,
I guess I just
they're not playing there yet, though.
I just care too much about Tasmania that I... I've given up Essendon. I've honestly given up all the other teams because I care so much. I am Tasmanian, so therefore I'm a Tasmanian devil. It works so well.
Yeah.
I've gotten people who I know aren't going to change to at least promise me they will. They're like, yeah, no, when they start, I'll definitely get into them.
You know
and
what's
stuff.
Bizarre about this to me, is the fact that you don't even follow footy that much.
Nah.
And you are now prancing around like you're some kind of, because you bought one of the, by the way, $10 foundational memberships.
It was actually $15. I got the 3-sticker pack.
Oh, wow.
Scumbag.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't try and discount me as a Tasmanian. I just said I'm the best.
They might be the best club in the AFL.
Surely, I think they will be.
And the only reason I say that, for the sheer fact that they've managed to get, what, hundreds of thousands of members,
yeah.
they're not playing yet.
They've not done anything.
They've done a thing.
Jimmy Buffett passed away quite recently.
Yeah.
Very, very famous. Very good famous. And I've like learned a lot more about him since his passing. Very famous for essentially just having a very chill vibe, which I really like. He was essentially just a chiller.
I was in Florida a couple of weekends ago.
Oh, they would love him.
No, they do. And at Universal, there's a huge Margaritaville.
Margaritaville is like his chain of restaurants. Mm-hmm. We went to the one in New York City. Everything's themed around Jimmy Buffett, but he's a good time having dudes.
Yeah, apparently that's his legacy.
And why not?
It's not a bad legacy.
I mean, in terms of legacies you can have, if I manage to get out, let's say, in the next 60 years, if I can leave this earth and the only legacy I've left is a good time having one, I'll consider my life well lived.
I'd want the money from the chain of Margaritavilles, but
I'd also take that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying no to that money. I'm also just saying I would.
Why
like
are we talking about Jimmy Buffett?
So recently, there was a sort of like a memorial concert for him.
Okay,
very very nice. It's seemingly very, very popular in the music and entertainment industry. So, like, a lot of people going and showing up. I've seen this.
And the reasonably priced chicken tenders category as well.
I don't think they held it at Margaritaville, to be honest.
What a missed opportunity.
Well, no, I think that's sort of tacky.
No.
Because it's his tribute show.
It is tacky, but they do good food. Oh, you didn't mean the restaurant. You meant, the idea of holding a wake there. Yeah, right. Sure.
Yes. So, I saw this video on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
It's the stage at the Jimmy Buffett tribute show. I'm going to show you the first celebrity.
Yep.
I am going to then get you to guess who's coming next.
Classic podcast style now. We've got a screen technology where you can just throw stuff off your phone. So I haven't seen this yet.
So maybe we can post this video like in the pod pal or something and you can play this game along. If you guess who's coming next.
Don't promise that kind of extra work.
It might suck. let's see how well this goes first. If you can guess who's coming next.
Yep. Oh, he's getting his wallet out, everybody.
Really raise the stakes.
And now he has a job too, so this could be... Oh, there's a $20
note. $20
note. A crisp bread back.
All right.
Fantastic.
If you guess...
Even one of the celebrities?
That's the cavalcade. If you can guess who's next even once, I'll give you this $20.
Okay.
That's how insanely random this video is.
All right. Okay, very good.
I would say you know next to nothing about Jimmy Buffett.
Next to nothing.
Then that's great. Mm-hmm. I'd say that's honestly going to help you.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, here we go. Here's this video. So it starts. You know who that is?
That's Judd Apatow.
Judd Apatow.
Yeah.
Now, the woman that's standing next to him, that she's not really, I think, that famous. Would you like to guess who's going to come next?
The next person in the list?
I will say they're all, the only thing that maybe links them, similar age-ish.
Adam Sandler.
Good guess. All right. Now, let's play the video.
Yep. That's Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford. Okay.
Are they singing Margaritaville?
They're singing one of his songs.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, they're singing Margaritaville up on stage.
And you're telling me this shouldn't have been held in the Margaritaville? You're an idiot.
Maybe it should have. Now that I'm seeing the video again, maybe it should have.
Okay. So Harrison Ford's next.
They're
panning across, by the way. You've not explained this well to people who can't see the video. So they're panning across. They've started at Judd Apatow. Harrison Ford's
Who's
next.
Who's next? Who do you reckon's next? You can see they're holding a guitar. John Mayer?
John Mayer.
Yeah. Who is it?
Who is that?
Well, that's Paul McCartney.
No, not the guy holding the guitar.
Paul McCartney's there. Okay, so who did you guess?
John Mayer.
Yeah. So it's Paul McCartney. All right, would you like to have a guess who's next?
George Clooney.
Okay, George Clooney. Ooh. I'm about to lose $20 maybe.
Oh, really?
Okay, we're panning around.
Oh, it's Will Arnett.
It's Will Arnett.
Will Arnett.
So you weren't that close, but you weren't that far off. Okay. Would you like to have a guess finally?
Jennifer Aniston.
Okay. Or... So I'm pretty sure that's Greta Gerwig, who directed Barbie.
Okay, standing behind her,
I think that is Tim McGraw, very famous country singer. We'll keep going now, because at this point, it's just like... Who is there? That's John Bon Jovi.
That's John Bon Jovi.
For some reason. And then after that, there is just... I think that's most of the band of Maroon 5.
Yep, okay.
And there's Pitbull. How do these people know Jimmy Buffett?
I would not have guessed Pitbull.
So just to recap one more time, Harrison Ford, Pitbull, Paul McCartney, some of the members of Maroon 5, and Tim McGraw, apparently. And also, Greta Gerwig, maybe.
Oh, my God.
I'd love to be at that party. Just because I think people would be like, maybe this like random Australian was best friends with Jimmy Buffett.
It worries me. Like, Paul McCartney's an icon, but it worries me how much he also enjoys money, seemingly. Because now we're going to get, hey, Jude, don't dally. It's going to be this new remix. I'm like, no!
Leave it alone!
Paul, don't!
Well, that was the Ned and Josh podcast. Make sure to find the boys on socials Just search at Ned and Josh.